With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A National Guard unit from South Dakota is headed for deployment in the Middle East. More than two dozen members of Detachment 1, Company B of the 935th Aviation Support Battalion will provide aviation maintenance and support for the Army. Members will go through a few weeks of final training in Fort Hood in Texas before they head overseas. The unit has faced deployment before. Members served during Operation Enduring Freedom in 2012 and 2013. With graduation season coming to an end, student loans become a reality for most graduates. Later this month, the Center for Financial Resources is offering an hour-long student loan boot camp. The center's community relations coordinator, Breck Miller, says the boot camp is for those who are close to graduation, post-graduation, or those who have been making payments and want to learn more about other payment options.
We're going to cover all of your different payment options, consolidation conversation. We're going to talk about different types of loans, where you can even find what loans you have. We'll also talk a little bit about some of the different loan forgiveness programs and, of course, give people some information to avoid some of the student loan scams and fraud that's out there.
The boot camp is open to the public, either online or in person, for a $20 payment per household. The boot camps are usually offered on the third Wednesday of every month at 12 noon. For the month of June, it's held on the 20th at Lutheran Social Services in Sioux Falls. Vandals have caused about $10,000 worth of damage to the Black Hills Passion Play site in Spearfish. The amphitheater hosted a program depicting the crucifixion of Jesus Christ for about seven decades. Joseph Meyer brought the Passion Play to the area in 1938. Police have arrested a 21-year-old man and a male juvenile on trespassing and drug-related charges. Officials say other charges are pending. Tornado watch for Union County until 11 o'clock Central Time tonight. Weather forecast for this evening, partly cloudy for the west, mostly clear in the east. Far southeast could see storms early this evening.